BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We on Big Dog, we on Big Dog, Dead Hill Dope. Pow 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 5:53, 7 minutes away from 6 o'clock. It's a day to be in love, a day to be in love. I said, ooh, I look at your face, yeah. I look at your face, yeah. And I see love.
Love. I see love.
What do I see?
I see love. I see love.
Let them know. Let them know. Light skin, brother. What we see, light skin.
You know what, Larry? Because it was a hit yesterday, we might have to make a love song today.
We're going
to
make a love song today.
We might have to make a love song today.
I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood. 43 degrees, man. The day sign's going to be right there, 52. And you him in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian, baby.
I say good morning.
All the lovers in love.
Good morning.
Everybody who lost somebody.
Good morning.
Everybody who gonna gain somebody.
Good morning.
And everybody who got somebody else's.
Good. I can't stand you. Ooh, I can't stand you. Good morning.
What up, big dog? How you feeling this morning, man?
I'm feeling good, man. It's lover's day today.
It is lover's day today.
You know what I mean? This is for the lover in you.
Uh-oh. There it is.
I ain't gonna do it. Not this early. I ain't gonna do it.
They ready.
It's Friday. I'm ready, man. I'm ready for the weekend.
Somebody right now got the radio turned up doing something they ain't got no business.
Right. Waiting on the quiet storm. Wait. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. We got the quiet storm for them later on in the morning, though. We got my man coming through.
Who?
JoJo from KC and JoJo.
JoJo from KC and JoJo will be in the building.
We gonna make JoJo. I might
have to make a song with him there.
You know what? JoJo is actually working on a solo project.
Yeah.
And you know, JoJo is kind of like the forgotten one, Jodeci. You know what I mean? Because everybody knows.
I'd say Dalvin.
I'm talking about when it comes to solo, everybody know right. KC. He was always the lead singer.
Right.
And you know, then JoJo, JoJo did their brother, so they did their own thing. But I don't think a lot of people think about like JoJo doing a solo project.
Right.
So he's coming up this morning to talk about it. Brand new single. Speaking of new music, we got new music from the Migos. We're going to drop on y'all this morning.
Ooh.
It's an action-packed madhouse. We got cheerleaders this morning. It's in a few minutes. They're already downstairs and stepping and everything. They ready this morning, baby.
They ready. And something Cupid is in the air.
And shout out to everybody who hit me up and said that our gospel song was a gospel hit.
Well, listen.
That trap gospel song.
I don't even remember how it go, but they said it was a hit.
Not my God.
Don't play with my God. Don't you do it. We're going to drop it again. We ain't going to do it today.
I ain't messing with them people today. I'm not messing.
The Lord, gonna do it today.
The Lord told me to leave him alone. Let him go. How was your night last night, by the way?
My night was good. You know, actually, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No. I got a flat tire, man.
Man, take care of your car, man.
I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. I actually went out this morning to get in my car, and I saw that my tire was flat.
Because,
you know, you could tell when the car is leaning. Like, it was flat.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Somebody might have flat.
No. Don't nobody know where I stay.
Might have been one of your neighbors' burpee head. Have you been good to your neighbors?
Yeah. I don't even know them.
Get to know your neighbors, man.
I ain't State Farm. I ain't there. I am not there.
Woo! Well, we got an action-packed madhouse for y'all today. It is definitely going down. Listen, we're going to do it for the lovers. We're going to do it for everybody who ain't in love, don't care nothing about love. We got everybody today. We got everybody covered, and y'all know we got gifts. We come to the madhouse every morning with gifts, so we're going to give y'all a chance to win some tickets to something this morning. Let's go on and get it started with Inspiration Power Word of the Morning. It's my big homie, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nation Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration.
Let's talk about
Y'all know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Bert, what we talking to the people about today?
It's Valentine's Day, bruh. We want to know, what are y'all doing for Valentine's Day? It's what? That simple.
Yeah, what's your plans?
It's that simple. What y'all plans? Got planned for Valentine's Day? I want to know what y'all doing. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing there.
What you doing?
I'm taking my babies and my wife to the equestrian center.
For the horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to stay on there. They have a resort on the thing. We're going to stay on there. We're going to go horseback riding and all that.
That's what's up.
And we're going to do that today.
What's up?
What was that?
I don't know. I didn't make the plans this year, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
You going to say that? At least lie.
I didn't make the plans this year. It wasn't.
You didn't make the plans.
Yeah, she made the plans.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So I don't know what I'm doing. Other than working, because I got to work too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to work too. I got a show tonight.
Yeah, what are your plans for V-Day 57? Not 570. You can tap in on our Instagram pages. I am No Limit Larry at I am Burpee. And of course, you already know you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Let us know what them plans is for Valentine's Day. What you doing? What you doing? If it's not today, tomorrow, what you doing for Valentine's Day weekend? Tap in. Spot out of here.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
Let's talk about.
Y'all know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Bert, what we talking to the people about today?
It's Valentine's Day, bruh. We want to know, what are y'all doing for Valentine's Day? It's that simple.
Yeah, what's your plans?
It's that simple. What y'all got planned for Valentine's Day? I want to know what y'all doing. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing there.
What you doing?
I'm taking my babies and my wife to the equestrian center.
For the horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to stay on there. They have a resort on the thing. We're going to stay on there. We're going to go horseback riding and all that.
That's what's up.
And we're going to do that today.
What's up?
I don't know. I didn't make the plans this year, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
You going to say that? At least lie.
I didn't make the plans this year. It wasn't.
You didn't make the plans?
Yeah, she made the plans.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So I don't know what I'm doing. Other than working, because I got to work too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to work too. I got a show tonight.
Yeah, what are your plans for V-Day 570? You can tap in on our Instagram pages. I am No Limit Larry at I am Burpee. And of course, you already know you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Let us know what them plans is for Valentine's Day. What you doing? What you doing? If it's not today, tomorrow, what you doing for Valentine's Day weekend? Tap in. Spot out of here.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. How the day of the Queen City is going to be right near 53, 44 degrees right now. You're at the house. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. And this is big news from Michelle Obama. That's right, Michelle Obama, they're saying that she's going to have an elementary school named after her in Northern California. And they said it's going to go into effect next school year. So 2021, they will be naming a school in Northern California, the Michelle Obama School. That's dope.
Come on, Michelle.
Elementary school. I'm telling you, man, she need to go ahead and run, man. She need to go ahead and put her name in the hat for the presidential race. That's dope.
It is dope.
Anybody else out there who we can name an elementary school after?
Yeah, I know somebody.
Who that?
Me.
All right, that's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
Burpee Elementary.
Burpee School for the kids. I ain't going to call it elementary.
Okay.
Burpee School for the kids.
Roxanne, Arizona. Surveying Charlotte's plug is about 88.
Roxanne. All she want to do is party all night.
Roxanne. Yeah.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 52 degrees is your high for the day with sunshine. 41 degrees if you're leaving out the house right now, and you know what the day is.
It's Choosing Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
That's right, and we have the cheerleaders from Kennedy Middle. Hey, ladies.
Hey!
Y'all got some cheers for us?
Yeah.
Y'all about to hear something from the Wapatees. Y'all ready? Go on, do y'all thing.
K-M-S-K-2-B.
we do play G-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Kennedy, that is not right, get ready. Two words. And shake. Turn up with the game. Game done, we don't play. G-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
That's right. We got the cheerleaders from Kennedy Middle in the building. Y'all ready, ladies?
Yes.
All right. Let me hear another cheer. Let me see if y'all gonna be as loud as last time. Go ahead.
K-M-S. Do one, two, three, two. K-M-S. Did not come to play. We'll shut down a team that comes our way. Kennedy girls slay all day. Don't play. So watch what we do. Cause K-M-S. It's coming for who you.
Period.
It's Cheerleader Friday with Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Let's go.
We got Missy ladies up next right after this, the baby. What'd you say, Bert?
Period.
Vibes.
Let's go.
42 degrees, man. It's Power 98.
Like a tribe, yeah, Suburban's back to back, and we gon' fill them up with vibes.
Yup, Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B, the baby right there, filling them up with vibes. We got Kennedy in the building. Let's meet these ladies. Good morning.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Zayla Marie, and I'm repping that 8th grade from Kennedy Middle School. Shout out to my family and everybody for supporting me.
Hey, it's Leah. I'm 8th grade, and shout out to my mama that's listening. Hey, mama.
Hey, my name is Trinity, and I'm in 8th grade, and I'm the Kennedy Middle School captain. Shout out to Aquarius.
Hey, y'all. It's Sierra Brown. I'm an 8th grader at Kennedy, and shout out to my mom if you're listening.
Hey, y'all. It's Tylen. Shout out to my coaches, and I'm in 8th grade.
Hey, it's Kahara. I'm in 8th grade. Y'all go follow me on Instagram at HTTP.
No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing all that. We ain't doing all that. We ain't, period. We ain't doing all that.
What's good, y'all? It's Gabby. I'm in 8th grade, and I want to give a shout out to my mom and also my grandma for supporting me.
Hey, Grandma.
Hey, guys. It's Savannah Alexander from Kennedy Middle School. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Wells, my family, and my coaches.
Hey, it's Zoe. I'm from Kennedy Middle School. I'm in 7th grade. Shout-out to the Harris family if y'all listening now.
Oh.
Hey, guys. It's Sasha. I'm in 8th grade. Shout-out to my mother and my brother.
What's up, guys? It's your girl with Kayla. I want to shout-out my favorite teacher, Ms. Blankenship. And yeah, bye.
That was it, cop daughter. No,
you gonna shout your dad or your mom? Well, y'all something else. Y'all something else. You're not gonna eat for 6 weeks. That's everybody.
That's everybody,
man,
I believe.
Thank y'all, ladies, for being in the building. It's another Cheerleader Friday. Kennedy Middle School. They killed it.
They killed it.
I would say something, but I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Go to the commercial.
Okay. Megan Thee Stallion. Hot girl summer. I can't say it.
You ain't got enough trouble. Go to commercial.
You right. Pot out of here. Don't run, 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know how we do it on Friday, man, the Madhouse. Before, we just had the Cheerleaders in the building. Now we got some cool kids in the building. We got some cool kids from West Charlotte in the building. We about to let them shine because they get ready to go to Europe. It's the West Charlotte IB program. What's up? How y'all doing?
Hey!
So y'all get ready to go to Europe in what, about 10 days?
No.
It ain't, y'all going to be in Europe for about 10 days?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So when we going to
Cheerio.
Europe?
Cheerio.
So when we going to Europe?
June 22nd to July 2nd.
Okay, June 22nd to July 2nd. And, of course, I know we need some money to get there.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of money.
So, first of all, tell us why this trip is important.
Well, this trip is important to us individually because we're going to be able to experience new cultures. And when we come back, we're going to be able to better connect it to our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm. So trip to Europe, the West Charlotte IB program. No, so we always got to ask the question, how much y'all need?
About
4,000. About
4,000? Per student.
Oh, 4,000 each. Five, one, two, three. Okay, all right.
About 1,600.
Yeah. About how much?
16 of us.
Okay, 16 times.
16, 4,000 a piece.
Care to one.
Okay,
time
let me.
Two.
Hold on, Larry, let me do it.
64.
Plus the extra
24,000.
And then you know the love donation.
Yeah. And they gotta eat.
They do?
And they gotta eat while they're there?
They gotta eat.
Oh, we need about a cool 200,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't really. It's probably about 100, but about a cool 200.
Hold on, wait. My math is off. Okay.
It ain't really two, but we want to make sure they extra straight.
Because if you do the long division, then you get.
Yeah. 20. Call 20.
Okay.
20 times 4 is 80.
I don't know how they
so
teach long division.
16 times 4 is. Yeah, we're going to call it 100.
We're going to round up. Yeah, it's about 100. Yeah, about 100.
You can round it up to 200.
Y'all want 200? Y'all like the 200? Okay, we need about a cool 200,000.
Yeah. 100. Okay.
Doing big things over there at West Charlotte. How do people donate?
Okay, well, we're going to be sending out some links to the West Charlotte IB page, and there are also going to be some links throughout Facebook, and you will be seeing those because each one of us is going to be sharing it, and we will also send it to No Limit. Larry.
Okay. Yeah.
That's him. That guy.
And I got about $2.
Y'all can donate.
We got a Cash App too.
Oh, y'all got a Cash App? What's the Cash App?
Yes. West Charlotte International, WC International.
WC okay. International. Okay. Yes.
And it's important. It's important that everybody listening helps in some way, shape, form, or fashion because in schools like West Charlotte and majority, let's just say it, predominantly black schools, they don't get these types of opportunities. So for us to have our kids go to another country, first of all, to experience that, we need to send them out so they can experience different cultures, so they can see that there's more to Beatty's Ford Road, there's more to Charlotte, there's more to the West Side, it's more, a lot more out there than what they see on a regular basis. So I'm challenging everybody that's listening out there, when you go, you hear these links, you hear that Cash App, put some money in there. Don't get that little church tithing. They don't need no church tithing. They need this money to go ahead. So y'all make sure y'all donate. We're going to talk to them some more. Plug. Let's just take our time.
Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what we do, man. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Yeah. Shout out to your daddy.
Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse, and we got a special shine this morning. We letting know students over there at West Charlotte IB program shine. And we was just talking off the air. I mean, we was just talking on the air before we went to the Danny Lake song that actually y'all going to Europe because the trip is going to happen. And we need about, we going to say we need a cool 200,000.
Yeah, not $200.
Yeah, we need a cool 200,000 because it's $4,000 for each student. So we're trying to raise the money. And why is this program important to everybody out there?
First of all, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know I'm the assistant principal of the West Charlotte Senior High School.
Come on now.
Doug, see? You know? Well, this is really important to my scholars. So I believe I'm a graduate of West Charlotte first and foremost. So this is an opportunity for our scholars to get out of the community and do something different. Some of these students have not been out of Charlotte, have not been out of the state. So it's a great opportunity for them to do something big for themselves and for their family. So I'm really excited about supporting my scholars, making sure they get to Europe and back. So So it's cool.
What do you look forward to them seeing over there in Europe?
Just things that are different than what they see in the neighborhood. I want them to see, experience different cultures, different activities, different experiences, because this is a trip of a lifetime. So some of this is going to be life-changing for these students, and I want them to make sure they experience it in every way possible.
Do we have a GoFundMe set up?
I'll put it like this. If you want to, for the people in the back, you can always bring donations to 2219 Senior Drive, Charlotte 28216. Bring it right to the front office. We can put it in our financial, get it to our financial secretary. We can go from there. So you can also use the links that we're going to send out in a little bit to support our group. So, you know, we can do that as well.
All right. Because, you know, the West Charlotte alumni is very deep here in Charlotte.
True. Right, true.
So this shouldn't be like a large task because, you know, the alumni is so deep. Are y'all going to do any other fundraisers?
Oh, we're going to do fundraising up until we leave. So we're going to be doing all kind of stuff. So we got all kind of stuff planned for them. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure they get there and back.
All right, so what's one of them links, or y'all got an Instagram page or something?
I'm going to turn this back over to the person who's organizing the trip. She can tell you more about
it. There it
is. All right, good morning, everybody. Altree Smith here, group leader for the West Charlotte IB trip. You can follow us on Instagram at WCIB_international. Again, all of your donations can come straight to the school, 2219 Senior Drive. All checks can be made payable to West Charlotte IB International Trip, and those links will be coming out later today. So please support Dub C.
All right, and support Dub C.
Make sure y'all let us know the fundraisers, things that y'all have, and let us know so we'll put it out there and we'll come out and support also.
Absolutely. Thank you, Burpee.
We'll be out there in these streets.
Good luck to y'all students, and y'all enjoy your
Dub C. You know.
IB program, man. Support our scholars in our community of Charlotte's Plugs, Pod 98.
No limit,
you out of love. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You go to it.
Hello.
That's a hit right there from Weezy.
Yeah, had a lot of moments didn't come together, please, but now you're sweating bullets because every all the weather. Hello.
Tell him again.
Hello.
Weezy F. Baby, please, that a baby.
What the hell is going on here?
You already know what time it is. Time to check out your Nose of Neighbor News. And in the Nose of Neighbor News, up first, your boy J. Cole. He just inked one of them big deals.
Yeah, he did.
J. Cole just inked a big deal with a shoe company. And that shoe company is none other than Puma.
Puma!
He just joined the ranks of Nipsey Hussle and a lot of other people who promote Puma, Missy Elliott. But J. Cole just inked a big deal with Puma. Are you excited about J. Cole doing this thing with Puma?
Hey, I like it. I like it. Anytime a black person, black man sign a deal to get some more money, I'm all for it. Also, Gayle King, you know about the Snoop Dogg and what he said about her and the backlash that he received because of it and also the threats and things that she received. Snoop apologized to her a couple days ago publicly, and she has accepted Snoop Dogg's apology.
Oh, that's big.
Gayle King accepted his apology on social media, and she said, "We don't always get it perfect."
Right.
And she accepted his apology. That was dope. I think it's good that they came together and they worked things out.
Speaking of working things out, Big Sean said that Nas is working things out for a brand new album. You know, Nas' last album, he dropped it with Kanye West. So this time, Big Sean said he's in the lab and he's working on some stuff with Nas. You excited about Nas dropping out?
Okay, good job. Next story.
You don't like Nas? I can't believe y'all don't like Nas. You don't like Nas?
I was never a Nas fan.
I mean, yeah. I like, you got to respect him for the culture, though.
I
respect him for the culture, but I was
but
never.
But as far as riding on 485 with that CBD.
You ain't playing Nas? I ain't going to say nobody. That's not true.
Every now and again.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't play him, but every now and again.
And them real hip-hop heads love Nas.
I love him, too.
All right, okay.
This ain't riding music.
All right, and coming up, you know, the All-Star Game is this weekend in the NBA. And during the All-Star Game, Jennifer Hudson, she will be performing a Kobe Bryant tribute at the All-Star Game. Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Hudson. She'll be performing a Kobe Bryant. You're going
to
cry.
You know, they made a lot of adjustments to this All-Star Game for Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
What they're doing, one of the formats is at the end of the game, they're playing a game to 24. For Kobe, and that's going to decide who the winner will be. And this is, they're making a lot of changes and adjustments to the game for Kobe Bryant.
As well, they should.
Yeah, they should. They should. That's dope. I think that's going to be a good one. Get your tissue ready because Jennifer going to blow it out the water.
When Jennifer starts singing, you going to cry. I might cry, and I ain't even know.
You ever notice somebody turn their head away when they about to cry?
Oh, yeah. And
they singing, ooh, y'all want some wings?
Either that or they just put the head down and just don't pull it up for a minute. Yeah. You be fighting them tears back. You don't want everybody to see you cry. That's your Nose of Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. Yep, and yep. All right, you know what it is inside the madhouse. Tell us what we said about Nas. What do we say
about Nas?
What do we say about Nas in the Nose of Neighbor News?
If you want to go see Trippy Red.
Trippy Red?
Trippy Red.
I-570-WPEG. Let's get it. It's Pod 98.
Take Power 98. Baby,
yeah. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We got an R&B icon in the building.
Yep, yep.
Tell them who we got in the building, Bert.
Man, listen. I don't. Where do I start?
Start singing.
He just shut down his singing.
Soon he walked in, he shut down his singing.
From the legendary group Jodeci, man, we got, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, JoJo in the building.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Good morning, Charlotte. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
How you feeling, JoJo?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. I really can't explain the joy that I have right now.
That's what's up, man. I ain't seen you in a minute since, oh, let me think, probably me, you, and Kay, and Nate Quick. We was out in Orlando at the House of Blues.
And y'all remember that?
Y'all brought us up, they brought us on stage. They was performing. Me and Nate walk in, and Kay said, hey, that's Nate. And they brought us on stage. And we went upstairs after with it. And I think somebody, one of y'all owed Nate some money from.
It wasn't me, Nate.
From the casino.
Probably. Well, then again, it could have been me. Let me rephrase that.
What's been good with you, JoJo?
Oh man, everything is going good for me right now, man. I'm here to promote the single Special.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely song. It's more like of a upbeat love song, you know, pretty much leaving or picking up where all my life left off of, because I'm just one of those type of people. When I write songs, I want to always talk about love.
And it's Lover's Day today, too.
And it's Lover's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies, the mamas, even the little girls. Happy birthday, everyone.
We're going to take a break. Come back, man. We got JoJo live inside the Madhouse, Pod 98.
It's never too early to turn up. Nah, Johnson C. Smith University, Brayboy Gymnasium. Just a little mental note from the plug, Power 98.
It's the Madhouse Friday inside the Madhouse. Comedian Burpee, my big dog in the building.
Come on, man.
Got my man, comedian Sean Jones. He's in the building with me.
Yep.
And, of course, the R&B icon. Not even legend, icon.
Icon.
Icon. Spell it.
JoJo from KC and JoJo.
Hey, man, happy to be here. Happy to be in Charlotte once again. I mean, it's just a blessing, man. I haven't been here in so many years,
yeah,
man.
I was just telling you, I seen your brother August the 18th.
Right.
He came out to my Charlotte day that I had, and it was pretty dope. That was the last time I actually seen him and spoke to him.
Okay. Well, you know how K is. K gonna be K.
Well, let me ask you this, like people ask, how your mama doing? How mama Haley doing?
My mama's doing very fine. She's doing well. Still spoiled, and
that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Especially if you're able to, you know, accommodate your mother on, you know, it's a good thing. So everybody's good, man.
And I know you're here to talk about your solo project. Before we get to that, I got to ask the question because so many people ask this question. They've been asking it for years. Chances of a Jodeci reunion?
It's a good chance. Mm. It's a very good chance for a Jodeci reunion. Right now, I'm more focused on what I'm doing right now. But I love my brothers and everybody doing their thing. Devontae doing his thing. Dalvin doing his. You know, of course, Casey doing his thing. And now I'm like, damn, let me give it a try. Let me try to do something myself. You know what I mean? So everything is good.
Now, how long have you been working on your solo project?
Wow, I've been working on my solo project for the last, let's say, 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, 3-4 years, something like that. You know, just wanna let everybody know that everything is still relevant, you know, and I noticed that when we backed off, when Jodeci kind of backed off for a minute, went on break, I like to say, and then Casey and JoJo kind of went on break. I went and I started my own company, JT Entertainment, with my wife, Miss Tiny Haley, and we just wanted to really just, actually, I started writing the album for Casey and I, and then Casey was in the middle of doing something that he wanted to do, so I was like, well, since I'm right, since I have my own studio and everything, I might as well just have fun with it. And I just started writing, and the songs were sounding good, and everybody was like, you know, I started feeling myself and getting to know myself as being not a solo. I don't want to be a solo artist. I really don't, but I just want to do something by myself for a minute.
That's what's up. Yeah. So are you the writer of the group when it comes to writing songs? Are you the one that write most of the songs?
For Jodeci, Devonta is the writer. Okay. I'm more of the vocal arranger.
Okay.
And all that. In case he, that's why Jodeci album, if you listen to it, Casey had more songs on it than I do. I'm normally coming in after him. But Devonta will write it, do the music, and he'll run it down to me. I do all the harmonies and arranging the harmonies. That's the way everybody, Casey would lead, kick it off. And that's why every time you hear, JoJo, help me sing it.
Yeah.
I love coming in second at that point.
You know, you go wrong, you blame it on him.
I'm following you.
You driving, I'm on the path.
What are we talking about again?
KC always get the blame. You always get the blame. It's always Kate's fault.
KC is called Crazy Cedric.
JoJo, so what's going to be the name of your solo project?
The name of my solo project is JoJo Family and Friends. I'm bringing along, I have two daughters, Miss Kayla Tiffany, which is from here. I have another daughter, Miss Sequoia Winter. She's from California as well. And I have my nephew, Mr. Devin Haley, which is KC's son.
Okay.
And incredible. Look just like K, but, and it, I mean.
Do
but,
we do the ooh, yeah, like K, ooh, yeah.
No. I don't think one person going to do that, and that's KC.
He got to follow you this time. See how the
you
seasons
change. See how
change,
right?
Seasons change. Your daddy drove, but I'm driving.
I'm driving. Yes, sir. So, and man, it's been a ball. Like I said, today is Valentine's Day, the first day with my single being released. And, man, I'm ready for the ride.
Yeah, we appreciate you stopping by here first to drop it off, man. We really appreciate that. Glad to be here, Power 98. We've supported Jodeci and Casey and JoJo for a long time.
We still support JoJo. Yeah. I'm no just doubt. Listening last night. Me and my wife was in the room. We talk about it.
Thank you, brother.
And I got to give JoJo some child support papers because I had my son to that song.
Right.
And I had to go to court, so you gotta go to court with
Hell no. I'm good. Keep those papers. I'm good.
That's
right.
That's what I told the judge. He said, you are in contempt.
All right.
Let me ask you, of all the songs y'all did over the years,
right,
what is your favorite if you could pick one? What favorite two or three?
You talking about in general?
Just in general, like from like you,
wow,
you
man.
And the album KC did, and you know, just from Jodeci's songs that you like to perform or like whatever.
That's hard to say, right?
That's hard to say.
Liking one of your kids more than the other.
That's quite possible.
You know
what?
I like that.
That's quite possible.
Yes.
That's quite possible.
I think one of my favorites all time is Will You Believe in Love?
Oh, man.
Will you believe in love? I'm going to start me a group up in here.
Now, Burke can sing for real, though.
He was singing before you came in here. He shut it down when you walked in.
Now, Burke can sing a little bit. He can sing a little bit for real.
He holding it down.
Go ahead, Burke. Hit it for him one time.
Show him something. This is
your
thing.
Will you believe in love? And the promise that he gives. That's my song. That's why he said that.
Hey.
The boy got pipe.
We're going to drop the single when we come back. The brand new single from JoJo is Power 98.
Hook up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. It's a Friday inside the Madhouse. You know how Friday is. Friday fun day. Burpee in the building. Comedian Sean Jones in the building. And R&B icon JoJo.
You got to say R&B. Right.
JoJo, you got a brand new album. When is the album going to drop?
Well, actually, right now, it's a single that I'm working on right now. And it's so good, man, dealing with your own, having your own label and everything. Excuse me. You get to make your own decisions. Like, you know what I mean? Because I could drop, I'm ready, I'm prepared to release a whole album. But I said, now this is my decision. I said, you know what? I'm going to do a single by single right now. Let me test the waters. Let me see if someone's going to be like, I like it or I dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say if you put your whole album out there, or CD, however they want to call it now, And then one song can mess your whole thing up. And people say, I don't want to hear that. You know, bad judgment. So what I do is putting out this single right here. If you guys like it, then I give you something else. So we can gradually grow together.
Okay, so the name of this is Special. Tell me about this song.
The song Special is what it is. It's special. It's a, it's like a, kind of like a branch off to all my life. It's like I say, it's a love song, but with a beat to it. So you can be riding in the car and you'd be like, especially fellas, if your girl mad at you or something, you'd be like, and you just put on, you know, you listen to the beat. You ain't got to change the beat, keep the beat, and just, you can look over there. She mad and pouting. You be like, you do something special to me. Things that I can't believe. Girl, you're special to me. You know, you just sing it to it, and then you be bobbing the head.
I need three copies of that.
Right. Brand new from JoJo. Special, you heard it here first on The Plug. We always drop that new heat. Power 98. Go on and play that one for your boo, man. Let her know.
That's right. You special.
Special, yeah, you special.
Oh, we finna drop that again.
We gonna drop it again?
Forget them other dudes. He can't afford you. Did you hear what he said? You should do a Spanish version so we can play this on Telemundo.
It's one more thing. I have a surprise for you guys on this one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I have a surprise. Somebody on this song, on the remix.
Oh, on the remix? Oh, you got really? A remix coming?
That's going to be something special.
Y'all going to love it. It's going to be special. Believe me, it's going to be special.
You ain't going to tell us first?
I can't give y'all too
Come
much
on,
time.
Man. Don't do that.
Tell us all day. We ain't going to make an announcement.
You ain't going to tell nobody else.
Man, there's only about a million people.
You ain't going to make no announcement. We on the air.
No, not now. Tell us all day.
But you about to turn JoJo up.
Okay, the cat is out the bag. It's me. I'm
going to
be.
Let me hear you first.
Girl, remix is a little slower.
How I go, Burp?
Girl, you know you're special. Look at him over there. No money. He can't afford you. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
That's my lines.
That's
my lines.
Right there.
My part is, yeah.
That's it.
All right,
like he said.
You know what?
Can you get the new single right now? Can you get this right now? Like on iTunes and everything?
Right now, you can. It's on all digital downloads and platforms and everything. I mean, everything. It just came out 12 o'clock tonight, right? It just came out today. And Valentine's Day, it's a good song. Fellas, I'm trying to tell you, if you're in trouble, play it. I'm trying to tell
you.
But I still getting back to the remix. The remix. You know what? Since I'm family, I'm at home. Y'all can keep a secret.
Yeah, okay. We can keep a secret.
So I have a special guest, Snoop Dogg, is on the
remix. There you go.
On the remix?
Yeah.
I can hear Snoop.
It took Snoop about like, close to about a month before he gave it back to me. He did his part and everything, and then I just got to hear it. I'm telling you, he might have to send his copy to Gail.
You leave Snoop alone. He apologized to Gail. You leave him alone.
Oh,
he gonna
send
it to Gail. Something special.
Hey, ain't got nothing to do with that. It's Valentine's Day. Gail, I love you. I know.
That song was.
I just in your car, Gail.
I'm putting this song in my list.
Who did the beats for it and everything?
Named Mr. Mike Bell, Michael Bell. I call him Spin Doctor. And I have a few more little writers, my in-house producers and writers on there as well. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do it my way for a chance. You know what I mean? I'm not leaving where I came from.
Yeah, no doubt. And you said you're working with your kids on your new album coming up, too.
Oh, yes.
How is that working with your kids and, you know, them wanting to get in this music game?
Working with my kids is a good thing and a bad thing. Number one, because in my studio, I have it's like a compound. And if that they don't want me coming into their session. Mm-hmm. I can't do that because I guess I intimidate them or something. That's what they say. Dad, you don't need to come in. But I want to hear, too, you know. Excuse me, but in my studio, what? So I want to hear what y'all doing. No. So I give them their privacy and everything, like I say. And then, but the good part about that, working with them is if I do something and I'm geeked to myself, like it's the bomb and everything, they quick to tell me, that ain't it.
Yeah.
You know, I need that.
Yeah.
I need that respect, criticism. And I mean, they going to give it to me, bro.
Yeah.
And I could be
robbed. You need people around you going to see Rod.
I'm getting responses right now. I'm getting responses to your song just now. They said that JoJo song is a bop. I like it. That was Becca. She just said that.
I appreciate it.
My man, Mr. Rob, aka I-45, said, yeah, that's the one. He said he like it. Yeah.
I appreciate everybody, man. I just appreciate the love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all haven't heard anything from us in a long time.
Trying
to hear something.
It's long. Yeah. Cause I can't keep on playing Forever My Lady.
Yeah, forever your life, huh? For the rest of your life.
I can. Can I play Forever My Lady?
Oh, man, why not?
Okay. I wanted to hear it. It's today. It's Thursday.
You gonna drop it right now? Because I gotta ask for something when we come back. But we gonna drop this.
Yeah, I gotta play Forever My Lady. It's Valentine's
Day. It is Valentine's Day.
I got to play. That's the one. Yeah. This my one right here.
Hold up. You know, some people might have, some men today might be like, man, I don't like the first verse. So you having my baby. Women got a lot of guys going to court behind that right there. So
about me.
They used to be happy about it back then. Now you're more poverty. That ain't my baby.
Bring it in right here. Go ahead, Bertie. Hit the line.
Forever, my lady.
Tell, you can sing.
It's like a dream. Close. You're keeping me warm.
Let the Lord use you.
You can tell they grew up in church because they used to put that gospel spin on it.
What they say, Bert?
Who, yeah. That's how they sing in church.
Exactly. I think everybody in the church knew how to say, ooh, yeah.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, your Rock Hill.
Way more fresh.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
You know how it goes down. We got some tickets over there. What we got for them over there, Bourbon?
Yes, we do have tickets. We got tickets for y'all to go to the CIAA game on Friday, February 28th. You want to go to that game? Call up here right now to play Black Smart, 704-570-WPEG. It is the Jodeci, a.k.a. JoJo edition of Black Smart today, Larry.
Okay, we're going to ask you questions about them.
yeah, that's why I said the Jodeci edition.
All right.
That was like redundant.
Right. Larry two times. That's what we call him.
Larry.
Do y'all say that about
that's
me?
That's what we call him.
Y'all be talking behind my back. Is that what y'all be doing?
No, that's just me.
Oh, yeah. You known to do that. Ryder Rich, the box is Bob 98. Play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Good morning. Let's meet today's contestant.
Oh, yeah, this is Mad Cash.
What's up, Big Dog? Get the phone. Get right. Brand new Migos, Travis Scott, Young Thug right there, GNF is what we're going to call that one. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Live inside the Madhouse, man. R&B icon, JoJo's live inside the Madhouse with it. My man, comedian Sean Jones, is in here as well. He's been hanging out with us.
Yes,
Sean, you actually going to be at the Comedy Zone tonight.
Yes, sir, man. This is the Valentine's Weekend Show. Last night was my first night all the way through Saturday. We got a night for everybody. Last night was jump-off night for the people with the side chick. Dude they ain't supposed to be. We had to left the back door open. Tonight is for the booze. You know,
you gotta take your booze.
Y'all get
tonight.
The mail at the same house, y'all come out tonight. Tomorrow night, we want to break up with it, get that one more. Get that laugh on, get that you know, little eat on, go home and, you know, one more time, and then y'all break up and then go to church on Sunday and pray about everything you did this weekend.
JoJo, you like comedy?
Oh, I love comedy.
That's right.
I love comedy. This guy here is funny, man.
Thank you, my brother.
I tell you what, I will be there tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it, man. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, I want to have fun.
You're bringing Tail over here.
Oh, man, I got to bring my little pony.
That thing long.
My little pony! That's Charlotte Monroe.
Yeah, she over here looking like Lamont Sanford's first girlfriend on Sanford and Son. That first one.
You big dummy. Who is this with this hair?
Hey, that little turn up right there.
Man. She in here bow-legged in one leg. You see her? Yeah, got one flip-flop on and one stiletto.
I've been knowing her my whole life, so I'm good.
Look at JoJo. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
So let me ask you this, JoJo. It's Valentine's Day weekend. Your new single just dropped.
Yes.
What do you say to all the loves out there? What should they be doing this Valentine's Day weekend?
Well, wow. I'm not a love doctor, but it's Valentine's Day, number one. Wow.
What you gonna do for your lady this Valentine's Day weekend?
Oh, I'm gonna keep loving her and loving her.
You do that every day. That's what he's saying.
Hey, she just said you better. She look like she'll cut you.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler looked like she will stab you, not while you sleep, but while you laying in the bed.
With a gun. Why you stabbing with a gun?
Tyler, y'all got plans?
No, we're here working.
Okay, working. Ain't nothing wrong with working.
Yeah. Ain't nothing,
ain't nothing wrong with working.
Hey, that's man. True love.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I'm just happy to be here, man. That's why I'm looking at y'all, and I can see why they call y'all the crazy house. What they call y'all?
Madhouse.
The same difference.
That's that down home right
now. Speaking of love, man, we're going to play the new single again before we get out of here. But somebody sent me an IG, said, man, you got to play this KC and JoJo All My Life. He said it's their favorite song for Lover's Day.
Hey, that's a perfect song for Valentine.
There it is, man. We got to drop it, man. Charlotte's plug, Power 98. Take it up, Purple, take it up.
Pray for someone like you. Yes, I pray that you do love me too.
It didn't stop. It just faded out. It didn't stop. It just faded out.
KC knew it, and JoJo was still in that singing.
That's
they,
a blast.
You know what's so crazy?
JoJo's sitting there like he watches kids open up Christmas gifts, yeah, watch all of us just singing. He ain't doing nothing but got his own. But look at all of them. Look at all mature. Look at all mature. They enjoying my creation. Look, you open up your gift.
JoJo, you remember where y'all were when y'all made that song?
In the studio.
Besides, I mean, like, the moments y'all was in, do you remember?
Actually, when the song All My Life, when it was conceived, my daughter, I was messing around with the keyboards and my daughter, and she was sitting on my lap because she used to always, like, you know, be around me when I mess around. And she was going to bed, and she opened the door and said, because I had no words to it. I was just, and I had no words to it. And she just opened the door back, and I'm thinking she's gone. I'm still messing with the keyboard. She just looked back in, and she said, good night, Dad. I love you. All my life, I love you. And I came up with words. It sounded like a story, but it's the truth. And I came up with, all my life, I pray for someone like you. And that's how that came about.
Wow. So that was you on the keyboard?
Actually, wow. No, I taught the keyboard player how to play it.
Oh, wow.
And then
that's dope.
He went and did his thing. God rest in peace, Mr. Roy Bennett. And, yeah, that's how that song came about, and it was not supposed to be on the album at all.
Mm.
That was just a song that I just wanted to do.
Wow.
Yeah, Casey didn't like it at first, because I'm not singing on that.
You gonna do what I'd rather do it.
somebody, now they sending in requests. So CJ, right. CJ Cole said, drop this one right here for me.
And of course, Larry gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. JoJo in the building, man. Moment, man.
Y'all go
Come
ahead and
on,
open
man.
Up more gifts while I sit here looking.
Charlotte's plug, man. It's Valentine's Day. The boss gonna kill me.
Proud
of it. Little Larry, the morning man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Right.
R&B icon JoJo.
Woo! Yes.
You've been hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate you too.
Yo, I appreciate you guys allowing me into your establishment.
Thank you. Great energy, man.
Great energy. Yeah.
And we played the new single earlier.
Yes, sir.
Call special. We're going to drop that again before we get up out of here. But they can go get it on all digital platforms.
Yes, they can. Follow me on Instagram at The Real JoJo Haley. And the new single is available on all digital platforms. And that's about it.
Didn't they say you had to put something in there to make sure they can get it up? They can
Type in JoJo Haley.
Yeah,
type
exactly.
in the full name, JoJo right, Haley. Haley. Yeah. And it should pop up. Because my homeboy said he was trying to find it. He was, man, where is it? It ain't up. So then he said, well, I typed in the full name and it came up. So
okay, there we
type
go.
Type in JoJo Haley, it'll pop up for
Do
you.
Do that.
And I got to ask you this question real quick. And I know you probably heard it before. But, you know, y'all did something with the legendary Tupac.
Yes.
Y'all did How Do You Want It. Yes. What was it like working with Tupac?
He's a brilliant guest. I don't like talking about him in past tense because he still lives in my heart. And he's a great guy, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I say brilliant, very smart and everything. It wasn't always business. It was like homies.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that had a chance to meet him would say the same thing I'm saying.
That's what's up.
Great guy.
That's what's up. We got more with JoJo. We come back to Charlotte's Plug. Pot out here.
No limit.
Take Power 98 everywhere with
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.